T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Hoke in studio for the entire hour. One of our favorite times of the week. The time, in fact, is 11:29, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Pittsburgh. Water, fire, or mold issues, call ServiceMaster. Chris, the Niners offense, I just wanted to finish up on that.
Yeah.
So what's the best way to attack them here? An aggressive approach or not?
Well, I think you've got to be it's got to be a physical, nasty approach. You've got to be able to stop the run. Where these guys are going to get you is that they can continue to run the football like they have the first 2 weeks, and then they set you up with play-action pass. You've seen what happened to the Steelers' defense when Tom Brady started doing the play-action pass. They've got to stop the run game. They can't let these guys go for 6, 7, 8, 10 yards a clip and then all of a sudden set yourself up for play-action. So they've got to line up. They've got to play very stout at the point of attack. They've got to get off blocks. It's going to be a big game for Devin Bush because he's going to have to be the cog running around, you know, playing tough in the box and be able to run sideline to sideline because these two runners, telling you, Breida and Mostert, are good running backs.
Isn't that the same formula for Rudolph, the play action? Do they not got to run the ball better?
I agree.
And what do you see as a problem? The line has not been impressive, at least run blocking. Connor has not been impressive as he was last year. I like Jalen Samuels running better than Connor so far this year.
Well, he's definitely run better than James Connor in the first 2 weeks. I think anybody that knows football or knows anything can watch that and see that. What they got to do for Mason Rudolph, they've got to run the ball, and they've got to put him in third and short, third and, you know, between 1 and 5 yards. They can't put him in 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 10, you know, 10 plus. You can't expect him to go out there and win the game for you. You got to expect him to go out there and manage the game, make throws when he needs to, and that helps that purpose and that cause when you're able to run the football. So James Conner's got to get his foot in the ground and run downhill. One of the things, he looks a little hesitant still in the first couple games, and hopefully as he gets more snaps into this season, guys, he'll be able to run with more confidence and run downhill more like we saw last year.
Does it begin with a mentality? I remember talking to Pouncey and DeCastro last year because there was a lot of plays last year where both those guys would pull at the same time, and I asked them about the timing of those plays. And, man, I'm used to watching Steelers football from a long time ago where the idea, the mentality going into a game was we're going to be physical on offense.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Well, what you do is you just try to manhandle people and you try to bully people. And that's the style of football that we played back then. That's not the style of football the Steelers play anymore.
But they have. They did it with Bell.
And you don't have Rosie Nix. You don't have Rosie Nix right now. But what I'd like to see is put a fullback in the backfield and run the boss play, the outside run play. Leading with a fullback, and then run the power that we're so used to seeing, or the weak side counter, where you lead with the guard and then follow through with the fullback as you have James Conner come through or Jalen Samuels. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see some power football, and we can definitely do it. We have the offensive line that can do it. It's just you got to have that mentality, and you got to – here's the thing about people always say this. In order to run the football, you've got to run the football. And people think, well, what do you mean? You have to go out and you have to make a concerted effort. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball. And if you have that mindset, you could do it effectively.
Chris, one of the seemingly late trends in football was stars talking their way off of teams, asking to be traded. The Steelers just benefited from this with Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
Asked to be traded. We saw Antonio, what he's done. Now Jalen Ramsey is doing it. What do you think of players trying to talk their way out of their team?
Well, certainly I see, you know, that they feel that that's their right. They can control their destiny. So I understand the player part of it. It's just, it's tough when you see that happening because where's it going to lead? What's this trend going to do when you have players always, they're not happy. The team starts out 0-5, can't want to get out. Rather than what it is, hey, I'm 0-5. We got to fight. We got to grind. We got to find a way to turn this thing around. You're starting to see less of that. And when the Dolphins start out 0-2 in the way they started, hey, I want out of here. And that's not the kind of message we want to send our young teenagers and young men, young women is, hey, when the going gets tough, I'm backing out. You want to show these young folks that, hey, when time gets hard, when you face adversity, that you continue to smile at it and grind through it. And that's not being the message sent right now to the younger folks.
But every situation's different, right?
Sure.
I mean, your team might not be winning. That might be a reason you want out. Jalen Ramsey seems to have a personality conflict with somebody there, maybe Tom Coughlin. And then Minkah Fitzpatrick, here's where I understand where he's coming from, if this is where he was coming from, is he got drafted to be a probably a safety, he thought, maybe a little slot corner. They're playing him in the box all the time in Miami, and he's got to be thinking, I'm going to rack up my body here before I ever get a chance to get a good contract, my big contract. I don't want to play in the box.
He's a big guy, though. I was at practice. He's a big guy. He can hit people, and he looks to me like he's bigger than Devin Bush, right, when I watch him side by side. I mean, so I get that. But also, when you go to a team drafts you with in mind how they're going to use you, right? And so you go to that team, you sign a contract, and that coaching staff is going to try to get you to fit within what they want you to do.
What if they don't use you that way?
Well, they obviously they drafted him to do what they're having him do. They wouldn't have him do what they don't want him to do. He's doing what they envision him, what makes them a better defense, right? They're not going to put him out there to hurt their defense. They feel that he's good in the box. He doesn't like that, but that's where they feel that he can help them the best defensively. And so it's kind of like, well, I don't like how you're using me, so I want out.
What does management do? Do they just then you have a disgruntled player?
Yeah. But, Ron, how's that different from Jerome Bettis when they drafted Lawrence Phillips in L.A.? He wanted out. Get me out of here. Right? I mean, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
It's no different than
I guess if you have the leverage, if you're a star and you're an elite player, you can do that. A guy like me, there's no way I could have done that. I've been like, hey, I want out. They'd be like, okay, we're going to cut you. Nobody else
right.
will sign you.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I guess you have
we'll
to have
that.
We'll
let you get out. Right.
Yeah, we'll let you get out, and then good luck. Go back to California. Right? But I guess when you're that star player and you have that leverage, you might as well use it. I just think it's this trend. It could be a slippery slope. And we could be heading in a very difficult situation.
But my question, what does management do? If you don't trade him, you have a disgruntled player.
Okay.
And how good are disgruntled players?
The thing is, the more you give into it, you're feeding the beast.
I get that.
You're feeding the beast. And so you've got to balance that. And hopefully you're drafting guys that fit what you want, what they want to do, and what you want them to do, and you're able to manage personalities. Right now, with social media and with so much exposure to professional sports, you're seeing personalities that you've always had large personalities in professional sports, but you're seeing monster personalities now, and it's tough to manage at times. You're seeing that with a myriad of players in the NFL and professional sports.
Let's talk a little more about how the Steelers attack the Niners. I'm sure you've watched some tape on the 49ers, yep. Chris, and I'm going to ask you coming up if there's a player on that defense that you game plan around, if anybody really jumped out to you as you looked at the Niners' defense, which has played pretty well.
Yeah.
They haven't had the toughest schedule so far, but they've held two opponents to under 20 points. We'll talk with Chris Hoke coming up about that on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.